MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with our Tourism Business Council CEO, Shifuba Shivengwa. Shifuba, appreciate the time this morning. Our holiday season last year was sort of gearing up to be great. Then suddenly Omicron comes along, the British close borders, etc. Reopening, I think around mid-December, it kind of got back to some level of normality. Did we see, from your sense, much foreign tourism coming into South Africa over the recent holiday season?
Well, we didn't see a lot of foreign visitors coming into South Africa during the season, and due to the reasons that you have mentioned, and the fact that we, you know, got off the red list much later,
yeah,
in the middle of December, so to speak, closer to Christmas. So we didn't see much of UK visitors, and we didn't see much of European visitors, because you know, all the countries sort of followed later, or as soon as they start to understand that Omicron is also in their own country, and you can easily catch it here or you can catch it there. So we didn't see much of international guests. What we've seen is a lot of domestic tourists who have visited various parts of the country, who have supported us as a tourism sector, and we're thankful for that, because if it wasn't for domestic travelers, we'll be talking a different story altogether. So we're grateful for that. But international travel, there's still a long way to go. Still have to rebuild our brand that has been associated with Omicron and the Beta variant.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's still a long way to go from that point of view.
Locally, I mean, South Africans travel a lot internally. And but did we see a significant uptick? I mean, for example, I was supposed to be in France for Christmas and New Year. That, of course, got cancelled because the French closed the borders. So I ended up in the Eastern Free State and then KZN coastline. Did we see perhaps some of that lost tourism from the foreigners sort of picked up by locals? Did we travel more than usual, perhaps?
No, absolutely. We did see a lot of people who were going to be outbound travelers going to, you know, the EU or the USA, or even going to Mauritius as one of the most popular destinations. I mean, we just got off from the Mauritius red list, I think, a few days ago. So a lot of people who wanted to go somewhere had to, you know, rearrange their travels and you know, travel, you know, within South Africa. And I've spoken to a few hoteliers who have seen many people, you know, arriving at their hotels and increasing their occupancy, but the revenue per room was not as significant.
Ah, gotcha.
Because they had to cut their prices to attract, you know, local travelers, and these are, you know, properties that are mainly geared for international travelers, and their services, you know, are, you know, 5-star or 6-star services. So they had to rearrange and really get local travelers to get into their properties, again, which is, you know, when your revenue is not equals to what you used to do, yes, you may have full capacity, but revenue is quite important because that's what supports business, and, you know, that's what pays for the input costs and so forth and so on.
Yep.
So that's what we've seen. We definitely have seen a lot of South Africans who wanted to travel outside, who couldn't travel outside, traveling their own country and really supporting the industry.
Yeah, and the last question, you mentioned there about rebuilding our brand because of the Omicron and previous to that. I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, we can go all the way back to late 2020 and the Beta variant. We do have, I imagine, still a very strong brand for value and quality. I mean, you mentioned, you know, the 5 and 6 star. For me and you, it's a lot in ZAR, but for someone spending, you know, sterling or dollars, not so much. And, you know, Cape Town is certainly a global destination.
No, absolutely. Look, we do have products here in South Africa, tourism product that is, you know, that offer a great value for money, for international travelers. For the same thing that they will get in the US or UK or anywhere else, they will be paying a whole lot more money than what they do when they come to South Africa. So we always surpass expectations when it comes to, you know, international travelers. And that's what has worked for us. But what we need to work on now is, you know, our brand as a country has been tarnished by many, many different things. And we know last year, the uprisings, KZN, we know the Beta variant, Omicron variant, you know, the crime that persists. So those are the things that we need to continue to work on to make sure that a whole lot more people come to South Africa. We only attract very small margin or percentage of global travelers. It may not even be 1% of global travelers. But what we need to do is to move that needle up to get a 2% or 2.5% of global travelers coming into South Africa. But there's a whole lot more that we need to do from the brand point of view. And we are geared this coming year to do so and to really, go around the world and reactivate, our brand and also get brand ambassadors who are prominent in those markets to really support us and get more people to come to South Africa.
I take your point. And of course, things like July rides completely beyond the control of the industry, but having an impact there. We'll leave that there. Shafiwa Shivangwa, the Tourism Business Council CEO, appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.